Today on Once Upon a Time, we talk about the final battle with Emma, Black Fairy's demise, and flash forward. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Oh, shoot.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to AfterBuzz TV. We are here doing the Once Upon a Time Season 6 finale, episodes 21 and 22, the final battle. Ooh. It's the finale, you guys.
I can't believe it.
It's here. Can't believe it. Literally, like, it feels like the season just started, and it's
now
crazy.
It's
like, it's over. And, like,
it's over.
The stories that we know and love that we've watched for so many seasons is closed. I mean, there are a few stories that are going on, but for next season, but it's just crazy.
It really is crazy. I'm your host, Marissa Serafini. No, Tiana cannot be with us tonight, unfortunately. But you can follow me on Twitter at SerafiniTV. You can follow Tiana at the Tiana Hobson everywhere. And if you guys are tuning into the video aspect, I have my Operation Princess t-shirt from Karen David's campaign, her Princess campaign that sponsors and supports Alzheimer's research.
Yes.
So go check it out. Karen, this is for you. And joining me, I have...
What is up, guys? It's Dakota T. Jones, and you can find me on all social media at Mr. Dakota T. Jones.
And you can find me on Twitter at Ali Nasta and on Instagram at AllieGirl.
All right. Now, this was a really fun finale. There's a lot of mixed feelings. Some people are loving it. Some people are not liking it. But I feel that our panel, I don't want to speak for all of us, are kind of in the middle.
Yeah.
But what were your thoughts on this episode?
I thought it was a really good episode. I know why they put it into 1 2-hour special, but I feel like it would have been better to break it up because I felt like there was so much that they put in to where my mind couldn't really wrap around it as fast as it was going. So I thought that they did a great job, though, and I won't say much about it, but the ending, not the very, very ending, but the time before where everyone was, like, coming together, that whole thing was everything I've been wanting to see for all these seasons, all six seasons.
I completely agree. I think, like, after watching this season finale, I will say I'm, like, I'm happy, but, like, still have so many questions, and I was even, like, as I was watching it, still had so many different questions about, like, the Black Fairy and whatnot. But I do agree with you on the point that it was so many different storylines to make sure you were connecting all the pieces in the right direction. So, I think that was the only thing that I would say it could have been different. But other than that, I think that the tie-up of everything was very neat and clean, and I really like that. And I like that, I mean, we'll get into it later, but I think the tie-up was great.
Yes.
Yeah, I think that, you know, like you said, a lot of stories ended pretty cleanly, and it posed a lot of questions for next season.
Yeah.
And, you know, we all know what happened this past week, which we will definitely get to. But I'm not quite sure, like, how some stories ended, if you liked how it was tied up. But let's get there. Let's start with the beginning. We have we saw in the last episode, which, fun musical episode, the curse finally hits the town. And Henry wakes up in Storybrooke, but it's controlled by Madame Mayor Fiona instead of Regina.
Oh my gosh.
I hated that.
I liked it.
Did you?
I thought it was really neat because I was thinking, oh, okay, like, everyone's going to be there. Everyone's just not going to remember. And, of course, the one, like, who has control over Henry is Fiona. And I thought that it was great to see her, like, out of her black fairy outfit. And, like, she was so put together. And, like, she really embodied what Regina was when she was the evil queen, like, before she turned good, like, the evil mayor. Like,
right.
I thought it was like, a parallel. And I thought they did it very well at putting it together. And I liked seeing her in that role briefly.
See, I hated her more in this character than I did as, like, the black fairy. Just because I knew how she's more manipulative than Regina. Like, even when Regina was a little evil, she, like, the way she went about doing, I guess, the evil stuff was even still a little bit nicer than the way that the black fairy went about things.
Yeah.
She just frustrated me the whole time, like, oh, like, stop believing her.
She's such a great actress, though.
She's great.
Oh, yeah.
It was frustrating to see Fiona go through all the same motions as Regina did. And, like, posing as Henry's adopted mother and being the boss of everyone. I was like, you're trying to be Regina, but you're not.
Yeah, no.
You couldn't replace Regina in that way. So I didn't like her for that aspect.
Yeah.
Like, no. Like, it was just too unbelievable to be anything that we could actually, like, follow.
Right.
But it was interesting how she put herself into a position of power to take away Emma's belief in all these realms and the stories. What did you ever really think that this final battle, quote unquote, was more of the mental game, like the final battle of actually truly believing all these stories.
No, and when they said that, I was kind of like, what a clever way to, like, think about a final battle. Because obviously when we hear battle, we automatically think the swords are coming out. People are going to be in the streets of Storybrooke. Like, yeah. It's going to be mayhem. But I thought it was very interesting the way that they spun this battle.
Yeah.
And it was kind of interesting, like, and it was kind of nice to see that it wasn't like people were getting hurt, which was kind of nice to kind of have it more of, like,
like, physically harmed. Yeah. That their lives were being destroyed.
Yeah, yeah. But, like, it was kind of nice to see a different spin on it. Yeah. And it was really intriguing, too.
I know, because I was thinking, wow, like, this is the final battle. Like, her giving up all hope and, like, just totally not believing and, like, leaving. Like, that's how we're going to solve this. I thought it was really cool, too, because most shows, it's always, like, this big, like, sword fight. And we did get that, but it was, I liked how they did it as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it was smart how they played it up, like, because we saw the whole first arc of the season was that there's that showdown and that's how Emma's gonna die with the sword. So you're immediately ingrained with the thought it's gonna be a sword fight kind of battle. Right. But I think it was smart because I think that's just, like, an underlying theme throughout all these seasons, like, are these stories true?
Right.
But, and I think that was the end belief of Emma in season one. Like, it took her the whole season to finally truly start believing.
Right.
And then they kind of brought it back for this episode.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I liked it. It was smart. It kind of ties back. I felt like this whole episode tied back to all of season one.
Definitely. And it was kind of a nice full circle getting, like, obviously we're going to get into it later, but it was a nice full circle for us as the audience members to kind of get a closure on the characters that we've been watching for, like, the past six seasons.
I know it was crazy because it's like, okay, we get closure, but then some people move on and we get to see parts of people's lives. So it's like, I don't know how they're going to do it, but it's going to be interesting.
Did you like the aspect of having Emma in an asylum?
Yeah, I did. I like that. I mean, they haven't really done that before. And as soon as I saw her painting.
Not in this show, but in other shows.
In other shows, yeah.
See, like, I'm just thinking, Buffy, Charmed, Smallville, all these shows have done episodes where, like, they're in an asylum and they think they're crazy because everything that they've been through is, like,
Pretty Little Liars as well.
Well, you know, it is a recurring theme in, like, all, if you watch a lot of television like we do, it's not a new story.
But seeing her, like, sitting there painting, like, as soon as I saw her painting, I'm like, asylum. I knew it. I was
at first,
like,
I thought she was, like,
sanitarium.
In jail.
Storybook sanitarium.
Yeah.
Yeah. I thought it was, like, kind of like she was, like, in jail or something. I just couldn't figure it out, like, right off the bat. But it was just kind of hard to see Emma in that state because even when Henry did find her, she still had a little bit more oomph to her character because she still had, like, she was resilient to, like, everything. She's like, I don't have any emotions. Like, I basically, her job was just kind of emotionless as well.
Yeah.
So it was kind of interesting to see her totally, like, she was, like, stripped of all feelings and emotions, which was kind of hard to watch, too.
Yeah. Seeing her, even though she didn't believe at this point, seeing her painting the swan, it was like, you still know who you are. Mm-hmm. Like, you just have to
believe.
You just gotta believe.
I love the new Operation Cuckoo's Nest.
Yeah.
You gonna throw in another crazy operation name. I enjoyed it. But what did you think of Henry trying to, like, get Emma back to sanity more so?
I thought that he did a great job, and I love how he just takes under his wing. He's like, I'm the only one who remembers. Like, I need to be there for my family. And even seeing himself, like, ready to sacrifice himself, it just shows that he really is there. And he loves his family, and he only wants the greater good to happen. So seeing everything he was trying to do, I was just like, wow. Like, I was happy because we haven't seen him as in many episodes, I guess, a lot recently. So being more like a Henry-based episode, I was excited about that.
Yeah, it was nice to see him at the forefront trying to do what he's been doing this whole series so far. It's like bringing everybody into, like, who they should be and making sure they do believe and all of that. But also with Henry, oh my gosh, I just lost my train of thought. But overall, like, I think he did a great job of, like, trying to bring it out. But it was tricky because he was, like playing mind games with Emma as well to make sure that he could get what he wanted out of this believing to make sure he could get his family together.
Did you ever really think that Finiona was going to convince, quote-unquote, insane Emma to burn the book?
No! I thought she was going to actually, this probably, like, I don't know why my brain went there, but I thought she was going to grab the book out of the fire when she saw Hook's picture. Face, yeah. I thought she was just going to, like, and then I thought, personally, that that's when she would get her power back, and, like, the magic would come, but that's not what happened. She let it burn all the way, and I did not see that coming.
I know, because in a lot of shows, I was excited about this, because in a lot of shows, what they'll do is they'll have, like, they're getting ready to drop it, and they're like, no, never mind, it's okay, I'm going to do what's right, and I did like her being like, I give up, like, I don't believe in this, and she throws it away, and it was real, and it was something that a lot of shows don't do. Usually they stop the last second.
Yeah, so it was kind of interesting, because at that point I was like, what, I think I wrote down, like, what happens now, like, do the people in the other realms die?
That's what I thought. I was like, oh my gosh.
Yeah, it was kind of crazy, because this kind of, you know, all these stories parallel each other and going at the same time, but we had everyone else in Enchanted Forest. Let's talk about them now, because when Emma was burning the book, you can see how it's actually affecting them.
Yeah,
the big smoke is coming in. That was really slow.
It was
yeah,
slow.
It was. Like,
the book burns pretty fast, but yet they're still all alive. Yeah.
Like, they were able to save Charming up. And Hook, and then head back to the castle and still have enough time to then defeat whatever was happening or all get together.
They were able to climb a beanstalk, and play a little bit up in the giant land, and then come back down, fall. We were pretty much fall from that beanstalk and still be alive.
Yeah. Which, it was 1,000 feet. Like, that's gonna, like, when they were like, it's 1,000 feet, that's gonna take a while, distance. And then it, like, all of that can happen. Really quick, before we move on, though, about the burning of the book, I was kind of confused because, you know, once she burned it and she left and life kind of went on for them in the Storybrooke world, it was kind of confusing to me because then I started wondering what was the purpose of the book. If it was burned, they were still able to live in the other realm.
It's just the power of love, Allie.
So it was
get on
like
our level. I'm kidding.
Well, I think the book represents the tangible evidence of these characters are alive, these realms are alive. But and it's also the internal belief that you have to believe that these stories are and these characters are true.
Okay, gotcha.
So the book was like, oh, physically you can like destroy them, but mentally and they'll always be in your hearts, not to be too dramatic.
No, yeah.
But I think it was that's what Fiona was playing off of Emma's, like, you have to believe it inside.
Yeah. And
these
stories are true.
It was so funny, though, because I was like, I don't know why, but I thought of Mean Girls. I'm like, oh, Burn Book. It's the new Burn Book. You know what I mean? I thought that was a little clever, but...
yeah, it was. No, but sorry, back to the other realm. I didn't mean to get us off track. I just was confused about that. I was, like, asking, I was like, wait, if it gets burned and it's still able to let the story play out.
It's fun seeing everybody, like, together in the Enchanted Forest. Like, they all came from different realms, and,
they're just stuck in their own place. Did Zelina have her powers back at this point?
I think so.
I think she had the ability because she was in a different realm.
Okay.
Yeah.
She probably had the ability because she had the hat. Mad Hatter's hat.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. One of the portals. And we see that Oz is gone.
Yeah.
But everyone just gets transported to, like, Regina's castle, which I loved.
I love that castle.
Yeah.
And so I love that. I love that Regina and, like, Regina's evil side. I love that they're, like, friends now.
Oh,
it's
my gosh.
Really entertaining to watch and just, like, know that, like there's no evil queen at all anymore.
It bothers me. I'm just like, can we, like form back into one person and get over with already? Because, like, I liked seeing them get along and everything, and it was sweet and everything, but I was like, okay, now this is weird. It's like we have two Reginas running around.
I guess.
No, but it's actually great because I think the first arc, you know, completely explained why Regina is now two people, basically the same, some mixed and, like, some good, some bad. But if had they not had done that the first half of the season, we wouldn't have had a Regina in this finale that helped saved everyone.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
So it was a big half a season arc setup.
Just like that shaky hand thing lasted a whole freaking season and an episode because it was the finale of 5. So we've seen that handshaky thing for too long. Yeah.
What I will say about the Regina thing, the only thing that makes me sad is that the original good Regina still never got her happy ending with Robin. And that bothers me. Because I'm like, she loved him so much. And then, like, the other Regina gets her happy ending, which, like, I just...
Well, we saw the other Regina who so gracefully and nobly sacrificed herself
to
pulled off the curse. I love this. I was like, yeah, you go, girl.
I was like, girl, I don't think this is going to work, considering the whole book is in fire, and you're just going to be like,
it's okay. It's the thought that counts.
It's the thought that counts.
Is that what she did? Because evil Regina back in season one wouldn't have never done this. She'd be like, I'm going to poof myself out, and y'all can die on your own.
Yeah.
But yeah. Now this mixed Regina of good and evil... Like, yeah. I'm glad that she was selfless enough to stay and sacrifice herself.
Yeah.
So I love this. And especially the moment where we saw Robin in the... Well, we didn't really see Robin, but we saw the arrow with the engagement ring.
Yeah.
New adventure!
Oh. I liked that. That was sweet.
I'm happy that, like...
That was sweet.
I was
some
like,
version of Robin and Regina are together. Some yeah. version.
Okay, I'm happy that
you're
happy.
It's not with our good Regina, which I would have been way more right. ideal, obviously. But the fact that there's a Robin and Regina out there.
I'm happy that you're happy because, like, this was something that we talked about the time before, and I know it was, like, hitting you pretty hard. You were like, are you kidding me? Like the other one gets him? Mm-hmm. But I'm happy that you have found peace and moving on.
It took a while, but I'm happy that some version form. Of Regina gets it.
Yep.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. And I will say, like, that gave me goosebumps. I was so happy. It was so cute.
Gave you a goosebump?
Yeah, I was like, you guys are so cute. I was like, someone was like, you look really sad. I'm like, I'm sad of happiness. Like, yeah. I'm just, like, almost crying.
That happened to me one time in this episode later on, and I was shocked because, I mean, like, this show I've been watching for so long, and I've never been moved to so much emotion as I did here at the closer to the end. And I was like, wow, like, this show really has been a huge part of our lives.
It has. I mean, we've watched these characters for... 6 seasons now, and the fact that we know some of them are leaving, we'll get to news.
Yeah.
But it's sad. Actually, before we get to the sad part, it was good to see all them all together.
Yep.
Yeah.
We even got Jasmine and Aladdin in this one. I loved how Jasmine just called her her carpet.
Right? Yeah, she's like, let's
do this. They better be in the spinoff, Jasmine and Aladdin.
They definitely have to be.
I think they should be.
They have to be.
I mean, there wasn't an original spinoff to Once Upon a Time in Wonderland that dealt a lot with Agrabah, actually.
Yeah.
But we didn't get Jasmine.
I will. Really
That's so weird.
Really quick, I just want everybody in the chat to know we are reading your comments and everything. Sorry, they're just going so fast. So I am reading them. We will shout you guys out. Thank you so much for being there. But yeah, everybody's has great thoughts.
Oh, you want to say some thoughts?
Yeah. Yeah, sorry. So... someone said there isn't an evil Regina anymore. I would like for Regina to maybe be the only one, but I wish Hyde was still around for Regina. Oh. He wasn't evil.
Hyde, that was an interesting story.
Yeah, that was really interesting.
That's one of the things that I was not thinking was going to happen in the show, bringing Hyde, Jekyll and Hyde. Didn't think that was going to be a part of the show. So that was interesting. I did like it, though. I thought it was a great addition to the cast.
Yes.
Temporarily. I mean, and the Jekyll and Hyde story was good, but that ended so fast.
Yeah, it did.
And we even talked about that, too. That was kind of anticlimactic. Talking about anticlimactic, what about... what were your thoughts of Rumpel destroying Black Fairy?
I was excited. I was like, this girl has been around for too long. She keeps messing things up. She always giggles and poofs herself away. I'm like, it's about time that this girl dies. And I was happy. I was fulfilled in that moment.
Yeah. And I honestly, it was bothering me too that in the beginning of this episode, we see Rumpel be so angry that like he's not with Belle. And it was like, well, maybe if you would have just like crushed her heart when you had the chance, none of this would be happening and you would be with Belle. So it was just kind of like, I was glad that he finally like was able to cut those ties I mean, I understand he wanted hope and he wanted his family, but like that wasn't the right way of going about having his family. So I thought it was like invigorating to finally see Rumpel stand up for somebody other than himself.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because he was doing that even though he has like thoughts and feelings for his mother, like he was doing it for like the overall picture.
For Belle.
Exactly.
Now, it's interesting that you think that. We've seen time and time again where Rumpel has tried to do like something good and then he changes to evil.
Yeah.
Evil ways. All the time.
He's always back and forth. Do you believe it this time?
I do, actually. I didn't think I would. I really did not think I would because we've seen this back and forth. And I feel like this... And I was over Rumpel and Belle being together. I was like, no, never turning back. And something about this time, I think it was just that he did the greater good, and he was just so adamant about it and really tried, and he thought it didn't work out, and then he ended up getting his happy ending. I thought that was amazing, and I actually believed it, and I was totally fine with them being back together, and I never thought I would be.
Really?
Yeah.
Were you fine with that, Allie?
I think I'm fine with it only because it's like, all right, fine. That's like one less dramatic thing that like we don't have to focus on, because it was one of the, it was so aggravating to know they were back together. They weren't together. Like Belle was forgiving him, then she wasn't forgiving him. So it's kind of nice to know that that is like, it's like set away. They can settle each other's differences. Mm-hmm. But it is still like, I feel like I have like a bitter taste in my mouth because it's only like we've seen him go back on his words so many times. So it's like, like I want to believe it, I do, and I think like on the forehead I'm like yeah I believe it, but I'm just like still have that like little bit of like begrudging to me, like I don't know,
maybe since it was like the final battle, the final chapter, like the ending of most of the stories, maybe I was like, oh well, it's pretty much the ending, so I'm gonna just believe it and be like, oh, okay, yeah, cool.
Really quick, talking about Belle, someone in the chat said, can we talk about those pictures of Belle? It was Ryan Moore said, let's talk about Belle's pictures, And I was like, thank you, because those were terribly photoshopped.
Like, Black Fairy needs to get a better editing software, because I could have done better than that.
I know. In my notes, it says clearly photoshopped.
I wrote the same thing.
I died.
It was bad.
They were so bad. And she was like, yes, she just wanted
they spend
travel the world.
I mean, you couldn't like use real photos of Emily DeRaven actually traveling.
Yeah,
I mean, come on.
It was really funny.
It was great. I thought like they spend so much money on like the freaking bean stock, but they're not gonna like actually have decent photos.
I don't know. Well, their budget did not go into photoshopping. I'll just say that.
I don't know. Like if we'll get to this, but something about my brain is literally in so many, I think, so many different places with this show episode. Sorry, keep going. I'll think of what I was going to say.
Well, I think it was interesting. I'm kind of with you, Allie.
Yeah.
But, like, I'm not too thrilled that they ended up together.
Yeah.
I did love the music that played underneath their
finally,
dancing.
Yeah.
Oh,
I
my
mean,
gosh,
great.
Yes.
I mean, hello, Beauty and the Beast. But knowing that, like, everything that they've been through,
mm-hmm.
and, like, just this one moment where Rumpel's like, no, I'm gonna, whatever he said, but, like, I was destined to be the savior.
Right.
I'm like, okay, I can believe that.
Right.
But to keep going back to Belle after everything that happened, and especially, he tracked her down using that LoJack spell, and then she's running away from him, and then even at the end of it, they still be together. I'm like, nah,
no. She's like, I want to stay.
I'm not thrilled with them being together, knowing how toxic it can be.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it is toxic, but I feel like maybe now that they have the chance to, you know, have their son and be able to move on together, and he made the right decision, I feel like that will hopefully let him restart, because he's having a new beginning. So,
mm-hmm. I think that's where I kind of am on the whole like bandwagon of, all right, I think he finally, it will have been with his word, like he'll stick with his word and actually be good this time,
mm-hmm.
because of the fact that good and like evil kind of worked together on this. I feel like it kind of counteracts everything that's happened in the past, and like we said when we saw, it's has them have a fresh start.
Right. If it was real life and it was one of my friends and they got back together with someone, I'd be like, are you kidding me? But like in the show, I'm like okay with it.
Yeah, understandable. Actually, thanks to everyone in the live chat. Tim Houlihan actually asked a good question. If they didn't get Gideon back, which we'll definitely get into Gideon and the showdown, but if they didn't get Gideon back, would Belle and Rumpel have ended up together?
Mm.
Oh,
I don't think so.
Get the baby back.
Nope. Well,
would they be together?
I
don't know, because it depends on if he would have still made the same decision, like the right decision. Because I felt like yes, but then at the same time, if it weren't for the decision of him making the greater good, then no, I don't think so. Because I think that's a main key factor of why they're still working it out.
Yeah, a happy beginning, quote mm-hmm. unquote.
Yeah. I think if Gideon wouldn't have been, like, brought back, I think that they still would have been together, only because, like, maybe in my mind it's in terms of writing, but, like, we couldn't see Belle with anyone else. We couldn't see Gold with anybody else or Rumpel with anybody else. So it's kind of hard. I don't know if it would have been convincing to the audience for them to, like, re-fall in love with any other person, so.
And it's, like, they strung this along for so many seasons. Like, if they ended up not together, it'd be like, what was the point of all of this?
Yeah.
So I get why they put them back together.
And we know that Robert Carlyle is back for next season, but mm-hmm. Emily DeRaven isn't. So I know. Why put them together if we're not going to physically see them next season anyway?
Hey, oh, yeah. Belle's back at the house. And I'll be like, okay.
No, I just think yeah.
Taking care of the baby.
I hate when they do that kind of stuff where you know that that person's never, you're never going to see them again, but they like make it
sound like they're just chilling yeah. at the house. I know. Yeah, and that's going to be a lot of chilling at the house next season, let me tell you that.
Or, well, we don't know exactly where they go yeah. this season, but which, I mean that's up to the writing.
Yeah, which it's I think that's why I had so many questions still by the end of this episode, because I'm like, but wait, now that we know so many things that's going to happen next season with the people that aren't going to be there, like what will that mean? Mm-hmm. Where would these stories lie? Are we supposed to accept them as if they're like it's like a closed chapter?
I guess. Ooh, I like what you did there. Closed chapter book.
Maybe. Cool. Maybe. Let's talk about, let's bring it back to Emma, because obviously she's the big part of this whole episode. Emma, when she's in the insane asylum, and every time Fiona talks to her, like, did you notice all the oblique angles? Like, something obviously is off. But what did you think of this interaction, how cold Fiona was, and how, and not, like, not really naive, but just how unaware that Emma was in this situation.
I thought that the Fiona did a great job. Like, she freaking had her convinced. Like, she was evil. Like, she's been one of the most evil people. And I think the yeah. reason that I think she's so good at it is because she does it all with a smile and a little giggle.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, that sets it off for me. Like, you can be evil and, like, slaughter everyone. And I'll be like, wow, they're evil. But if you do what you do and then have a little smile and a giggle, I'm like, oh, shoot. Like...
Yeah, she just frustrated me. This whole act, because she just was so maniacal and doing things to just manipulate everybody, and she was just so evil about everything. Like pushing Henry down the stairs.
Okay,
that was not okay.
Pushing anyone down the stairs is actually not okay.
But no. he recovered from that like real quick. Though. Let's talk about that.
Yeah, like his arm was in a sling, and then he takes it off like nothing. Well,
okay,
happened.
And let's talk. Remember whenever he was like trying to get out of the bed to like stop his mom from burning the book? And he's like, oh, right. It's like, and then later on, he's like takes it off. I'm like,
I'm wondering if maybe it was like a fake to make her think that he was more hurt than he was. And then, but yeah, I was kind of like, I'm like, oh, so Henry's not hurt anymore. But I was wondering maybe that he was just trying to make her feel like he was weaker so then she could feel like she got a step ahead.
I mean, I don't know. That was crazy. I feel like if Henry would have been okay, he would have jumped up out of that bed and ran after her. Yeah, but he decided to wince in pain and stay in the bed.
I know something that I do keep forgetting about that people are bringing up in the chat is that Danielle in the chat said hurting her own great-grandson like that was beyond wrong. And it's true. It is. She... Like, he is part of her family.
Oh, my gosh. That's so true.
It's her great-grandson. So why would you, like, feel okay doing that? Like, she just truly doesn't care about anybody but herself.
And I love the reasoning behind it. She was like, obviously, Emma, he's just flinging himself downstairs and hurting himself to get your attention. I'm like, who
does that? I don't
think
so.
Without magic.
Yeah. And, like,
he's like, I'm going to fling myself downstairs.
The way that he fell was, like, not like he did it on... Like, that was a rough fall. If anybody would do that on purpose, like... That's not okay.
Literally, like, in the camera, the security camera, he's just standing there, and he's like, oh! Like, it was just great.
Just tumbles down the stairs.
Yeah, the best.
I think it was believable enough for Emma to be concerned, I guess. But it really didn't end up doing anything.
She was like, I'm ready to leave.
Because it wasn't... Are you okay? Okay, so, are you okay with Emma not being the one killing the Black Fairy, and it was Rumpel? Rumpel killing his mother on Mother's Day, no less. Happy Mother's Day, everybody.
Oh my gosh.
That is terrible.
On Mother's Day. Wow. I didn't think of that. I was totally fine with Rumpel being the one, because I feel like, you know, she's affected everyone's life, but it's, you know, Rumpel should have ended it before. But he didn't, so maybe him doing it this time, it made it a little bit like better in my eyes that he was the one that did it.
Yeah, it was more like Rumpel Black Fairy's fight rather than Emma.
And it was
Black
like
Fairy.
He cleaned up his mess that he should have taken care of earlier.
And I think it was one of those. I think he also had to. It had to be him, only because he was basically sacrificing something that was true and dear to his heart. Because he always had those questions about his mother.
Yeah.
So I think it was just that. It was almost a sign of heroism in his eyes because he was trying to protect all of his loved ones from getting hurt.
Yeah. I can see that for sure.
But it's still a weird thing that it's his mom, and like even though it's like they're all family, she's connected to the family. It's still like a messed up situation to be in.
They had to do it though, because I feel like with all these characters, they find their way back. They're like, oh, well, I'll let you off, but I'm going to send you to another realm. People can jump realms like
that's
nobody's business.
A good point.
So
because
they had to end it.
I feel like, well, I guess with who was the, oh my gosh, I'm drawing a blank. Who was in love with Zelina?
Oh, Hades.
Hades.
Or no.
Hercules.
So,
yeah.
Hercules. So, but Hades is the only other, like, really evil person that's actually, like, died, right? Or he just went into sand, or, like...
Hades is gone.
Yeah. But, like, I think...
Thanks to that wand.
Right.
Hades is, like, done.
But that's, like, this is the only time that they've actually been done, because that's, like, Zelina, everybody thought she was done, but then she came
back.
But
didn't they kill the Snow Queen? Remember the girl who came in who was, like, Elsa and Anna's sister or something?
Oh, yeah.
Did she die? I felt like she died.
Yeah, she did.
Did she?
The sister died.
Yeah.
Yeah, the sister died.
But she didn't die?
I was like, wow, season four already.
No, now I'm like literally racking my brain. Sorry, I totally opened up a...
You opened up a can of worms. Yeah.
Like her name, Helena or something.
Something Helena. Like that. I liked her. She's a great actress.
Yeah, she's great. Yes, bringing it back.
Bring it on
like
back.
I don't know where we're going now. Bringing it back. Let's talk about people and sacrifices and doing things for your loved ones. Well, what were your thoughts on Hook during all this in the Enchanted Forest, climbing up a beanstalk? His whole speech about Emma and being in love.
I was like, this is great. I love the speech, but can we do it while we're climbing the beanstalk? Because you're wasting precious time.
He's like, he's frustrated. He can't climb a beanstalk while he's like professing his love to his.
I miss
Emma's
Emma.
Father.
This is the beanstalk we fell in love at. I was like, just climb the beanstalk.
I thought it was really great because he was finally being the one to, like, knock them out of there. Like, what do you mean? Like, this is Emma we're talking about. We have to save her.
Yeah.
I thought that was great because usually that is Charming and Snow, and this time they were trying to stop him, which is kind of shocking. You know what I mean? And so it was great to just kind of see how much he truly does love her and how much he's changed. And it was kind of nice for that speech that he had, because it is true. When they first met, he had such ill intentions.
Mm-hmm.
And so we've seen a total change of who Hook is.
Yeah.
I remember, like, season two, when we first talked about it, we were like, who is this Hook guy? He's just, like, a nuisance for Emma. Lo and behold, they actually end up being married, and four seasons later, like, never saw that coming. But I did like his speech. It's like, we made each other better. We fought for our love, and we won. Like, you, of all people, should know that. I really like that. Mm-hmm. And then, our story began on this beanstalk, and I'll be damned if it ends there, too.
That was amazing.
All right, Hook. I was just trying to think of what would Tiana think if she was here talking about it, because I know she would have loved this whole scene.
I really,
this is like all a Hooker for life.
I know. I really loved the part where they were just like up in there, and Hook's like, I need to be the one that does it, and Charming's like, cool, and I was like, yes, love that.
I didn't like David's argument. It was like, you can't climb up there with one hand. I was like, dude, he just climbed a beanstalk. He can climb some furniture.
Oh my gosh, that's so true. You can't climb. Yes, I can. I freaking climbed a beanstalk, boo.
Literally, you just climbed a 1,000-foot beanstalk.
Yeah. That's
in
funny.
Like less than 5 minutes.
Right?
My goodness.
All crazy. Before the, their realm came crashing or almost crashing down.
I know.
But the magical bean didn't even play anything. I think it was just like another scene for Hook and Charming to be together.
They were trying to activate it.
I thought what was going to happen is I thought he was going to throw, when they were falling, I thought he was going to throw it and then they fall into the realm.
That would have been cool.
That's what I was expecting.
Oh my gosh, that would have been really cool.
Well, I know, like, Regina, like, because the magic is depleting from that world, she tried to, like, pretty much spark it.
Yeah.
Ignite it in some way, but it really didn't do anything.
No.
I know.
It was kind of just like, all of that climbing.
It's very arbitrary.
All of that for nothing.
Yeah, no. And that's where I feel like some things kind of tied up and some things were not needed.
Yeah, definitely. Ivan Soto in the chat actually said, Hook calling Mary Margaret mommy. I was like, yes.
Yes.
When he said mommy, you're like, hi, mom. I was like, oh my gosh, this is amazing.
I know.
And I was like, wait, I forgot.
Yeah,
and
she's
like,
that's weird.
Explain.
It's
like, oh, we just got married.
Yeah, there was a wedding.
There was a wedding.
Right before we got poofed into this world.
I liked it. Some levity in this episode, which I think I felt like this episode was more lighter than it was dark.
I agree. It wasn't as, like, because usually I'm like, like, I am clenching my fists most of the time, like, oh my gosh, what's gonna happen? Yeah. And there was only a couple of moments like that, but most of it was very fluid and just trying to find, like, there was, like, it was very light.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it was more of the mind game than so, like, fighting battles and scariness.
I did like that, because usually it is, like, battles, fighting, scary, and I did like how it was a little bit, like, more laid back, and but
totally.
We did get that action, and we did get the whole, you know, almost dying thing, you know, it was cool.
Yeah, what did you think of the almost dying part?
Which one?
All the fog coming in, and then they're all just, everyone in the Enchanted Forest just huddled together, thinking that they're gonna die.
That they were on this, like, column or whatever.
Yeah, like, the world is literally collapsing around them.
I mean, oh wait, they did use the bean then, right? Because they...
Well, yeah, well, she was trying to ignite it, but...
No, because they that's how they got back, right? Because they were on that column thing, and then they had to get back to Storybrook somehow, so I think they used it, since they were, like, their lives were saved temporarily, and so they're like, all right, let's use the bean and get back. Because remember, they came back to Storybrook, so I think they did use it, they just didn't really...
Let us know, you guys.
Because they just
everything
didn't show
was happening
part.
so fast. So I don't know, because once the curse broke, that they were immediately, like, transported back.
Yeah.
Or if they did
use
the bean. I get what
you
mean.
Or they did actually use
okay.
the bean.
Okay. Yeah. They could have done either way.
They're saying in the chat that they didn't use
they
the bean.
Use the bean.
And
well,
then
they still have a nice bean to use for next season.
Exactly.
And then Dream to Inspire said, I think the bean plot storyline was just to play homage to Captain Swan meeting. Mm.
Yeah.
Showing Captain Charming bromance and showing how much Hook loves Emma. That's true.
That's true.
It was just like
bring it back to where it started.
Right.
We could have made that whole thing maybe like a 2-minute thing instead of like a...
Yeah, they said the spell was lifted, so it wasn't the bean.
Okay.
Yeah, the curse was broken and they got transferred. Man, that's what I thought. Thanks, everyone.
Yeah, thank you.
For clarifying that. Yeah, I can understand bringing it full circle, literally, coming back to where I started. I enjoyed it. It was sweet. I felt bad for it. Hook, though,
yeah.
This.
No, totally, because they finally, and the way he explained them, like, loving, like, their love and how it wasn't easy, they had to fight for it. It was just kind of like, you guys have had to fight so many different battles in order to make sure this wedding happens. They literally had to go to the underworld to get him back. You know what I mean? Like, they've been through so much. So it would have been so frustrating if we wouldn't have seen them back together by the end of this episode because they deserve it. Like, out of any couple, I feel like they deserve it the most.
Mm-hmm.
Especially Emma, because she's been through so much loss.
Yeah.
I feel like throughout anybody, like, she's lost the most
people
along the way.
Yeah. Neil, that was sad.
Yeah.
And, like, all these people, the list goes on and on.
Yeah.
We'll get into it. But let's talk about the actual showdown, shall
yes.
we?
Yes.
I think we have come to that point when it's between, it's not the Black Fairy, it's Gideon. Gideon, because only light can snuff out light. Like, did you expect it to be the showdown between those two?
Well, only because of, like, they talked about it so much that it had to be him.
I was like, okay. Mm-hmm.
So it kind of was like, I couldn't expect it to be anybody else.
But there wasn't
but
a hood.
But the part that, like, the fact that Gideon's actually a good person, and he's still fighting Emma, who's a good person.
I think they used, remember the guy in the dream was always in a hood, so I guess that they just decided, oh, well, that was just basically like a vision, so they're not going to be in the same kind of clothes or whatever.
Yeah.
And they didn't know yet who was going to be behind the hood, so he was like, I don't need to do the hood, you know who I am,
kind
of thing. But that was really intense, and I just love how, like, you could tell that they were in a really bad predicament, because if one of them killed the other, like, they would be canceling each other out, and it would just be awful. So I don't know. I was whenever she, like, threw the sword down, I was like, shoot, like, she's not coming back next season, like, she's gonna die right now.
I kind of thought the same thing,
and I almost cried. Like, I literally teared up. I was like, oh my gosh,
like,
this is
it. Happening.
What did you think of what she was saying during this sword fight? That the whole, I'm fighting for the people I love. Ultimately, I am a hero. I am hope. I am light. And light cannot destroy darkness. It can only create more light. I will not kill innocents. I will do what all saviors must. I will give hope, no matter what the cost.
I honestly, though she didn't have a sword at this point, I thought that, like, she would... I didn't think she was going to die. Like, I didn't think that Gideon was actually going to, like, kill her or stab her. And it was kind of confusing the way that they cut it, because you saw him say, you saw Rumple talking to the heart before you know what I mean? So I thought that they were gonna, it was gonna stop him before it all happened. Yeah. So I was kind of like going back and forth in my mind. But I thought that what she was saying was awesome. And I was just like, there's no way Emma can get like she can't be stabbed. Yeah. Like, I didn't think that that was going to happen.
I know. She didn't even have like a stab wound. It was all just like magic.
Yeah.
I know. Okay. So I like the fact that she got stabbed, as dark as that sounds. Whoa. I kind of saw that coming.
Yeah.
Because you know, I kind of predicted that Emma would die to she would sacrifice herself to save the world. In a way, she did. Very Harry Potter-like esque.
I think people are saying that in the chat. Yeah. It was very.
Like, when Harry Potter goes to the forest and like offers himself to Voldemort, but you're like, oh, I should be dead, but like, no, I just took the darkness out of you.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Yeah.
No. I'm glad that she was alive, though. We had all that light emit from her, so I'm like, what happened?
Yeah. No, I know. It was kind of like, I don't know what the point of that was. Like, I don't know if it was like, that means it took away her magic. You know what I mean? I just was trying to figure that out, but I don't think it really meant anything.
Yeah.
I think it was just like, maybe it was like this, like, it breaking the curse because, you know, good and evil had, like, worked together on this one, so maybe that was, like, the symbolism.
And, like, for a split second, it kind of did work out in the Black Fairy's favor because he did, like, kill her temporarily, which means it makes me think that maybe Rumpel's son, Delphire, might be able to come back next season, if that makes sense. You remember how, like, if Gideon would have killed Emma, the possibility of being able to have Delphire back.
Right.
But since it kind of canceled out and like we got her back and everything was fine, maybe that's not happening. But I was like, that would be interesting to be able to have Bellfire back next season.
People are saying, don't worry, Ellie, no one understood that scene.
I'm like, okay, good. I'm not the only one.
I'm questioning the same thing too. I'm like, yeah. Okay, so she got stabbed, a bunch of light came out, and then it broke the prophecy, I guess.
Yeah,
I guess that's justified.
And then someone also was saying how when Gideon's heart went like pale and it didn't have like the true light anymore, it was kind of like, well, what did that do? You know what I mean? I was like, does that mean that Gideon dies? That's what I was thinking.
I don't know.
Maybe he was just like, he was not in existence at that point because he was transferring himself to baby Gideon.
Oh, maybe.
We're like,
that
so,
is very intricate of a thought, but that could make sense.
The whole light emitting seemed like a full reset on everything that was done wrong.
It's like a reset button.
Where, like, Emma's alive. The older Gideon is now baby Gideon to have the happy beginning between Belle and Rumpel. I feel things were just reset.
That makes sense. Well, it was funny because when I thought that the paleness of the heart meant Gideon died, I was like, wow, that was a poor thing. Only got to live for, like, five years. Like, not even, like, it was, like, maybe a week. Because he, like, technically, like, did the fast track of the 28 years. Yeah. And then it was, like, a week that he's, like, been in town. So I was just like, poor guy. But at least now he gets a fresh start and it doesn't have to remember anything about the Black Fairy.
Oh, my gosh. That was crazy. I thought he was going to be sacrificed. And I was like, oh, man, like, he's cool. Like, we finally got to know this kid.
Yeah, but also the book was restored, too. Mm-hmm. And the last page says, when good and evil both did the right thing, faith was restored. The final battle was won.
I loved that.
I love how there was no the end.
Might have been the moment where Emma, like, truly sacrificed herself. She believed she was the true savior.
Right.
All of this.
I totally do. When Henry kissed her, I was like, all right, what is up with these kisses saving people? Like, can I get one of those kisses? I need a true love kiss in my life.
I need one of those to wake me up in the morning.
I know.
Like, because I am having a hard time waking up tomorrow at 7 o'clock, so I need someone to kiss me to wake me up.
We saw two true love kisses save people this episode. With
Charming. She was watching like, oh my gosh.
I was like, seriously, again, like, how many times can these kisses save people? I mean, it's a great thing. Don't get me wrong. I just find it very interesting.
I love the twist on the true love's kiss, though, because, like, if you think about it, beginning season one, this whole episode, both of these episodes completely tie back to season one.
Yeah.
You had Charming and Snow White at the beginning, or Charming kissed Snow White, and then this one, it was Snow White that kissed Charming. Mm-hmm. Like, you found me. I was like, I will always find you.
I know, but I thought she was going to say that, though. She didn't say it.
I know she didn't, but it's just,
like, and what else did you expect?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, like,
they
always
find each other.
I like how they said it.
So we got that twist on the true love, and then we had Henry kiss Emma, because in season one, it was Emma kissed Henry.
Oh, right.
So, like, all these unconventional true love kisses, I quite enjoy it.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I enjoyed it, too. I just was like, seriously? Like, can this happen in real life?
Yeah.
Just, like, kiss someone and they wake up.
Like, seriously.
Like, we need some of that magic.
Yeah,
exactly.
We do. It's like, come on, Once Upon a Time,
exactly.
Rub off on us a little bit. it was nice seeing everyone, though. What did you think of that ending montage, though?
I loved it, but I was like, I literally wrote down, everything is like too good to be true right now. What's gonna go wrong? Something has to go wrong, because I just like, as much as I want to be positive, every season finale, it like leaves us with such a like a cliffhanger.
Yeah.
And then I was just like expecting the worst, but I literally loved every moment of it. I wanted more of it.
I know.
Like, I wanted to see them be happy and like not have to fight a battle for like more than 10 minutes.
I like how they switched realms, and you could see like the other like nice evil queen now, she gets a good life, you know.
Yeah.
With the whole like seeing everyone in the different realms like okay and like living their lives, I was like, oh, like some relief.
Yeah. Like Arendelle, Neverland, Wonderland, Agrabah, and Enchanted Forest.
Yeah,
I liked it. It was
very
well rounded.
Star Wars to me.
Oh really?
Yeah.
At the end of Return of the Jedi, when they finally destroy the Death Star once again, you see all the different systems celebrate.
Right.
And it was very Star Wars with this.
Yeah, it was really interesting. I did like that we got to see, like, basically, like, all hope was restored and they were living happily ever after. And I will say, had we not known that it would have gotten picked up for season seven, I would be happy. You know what I mean?
That's I would have been happy. I would have been, like...
When I think about, like, how this ended, like, it actually, like, did tie up things, like I said, in a nice bow that I was I like, know. All right, this is great. Like, I love seeing the happiness.
Because now we're like, oh, cool, it's all ended. Everything's wrapped up in a nice bow. And then season seven, like, no one's going to be there. And they're going to, like, open up storylines again and, like... It's not going to be happy ending because, you know, they're going to be fighting somebody. And it's like, oh, like, really? Like, they should have just left it at this. Like, I really am a strong believer of they should have left it at this episode. And that would have been it.
Yeah.
They should have done it.
I will. Like, I just feel like it was very heartwarming to me. Because you're saying, like, it, like, gave me goosebumps. Like, I had tears in my eyes. Like,
I was like,
very happy.
I was, like, holding my heart. I was like.
Yeah. I literally was very, very happy to see them all together.
I mean, I liked it that that montage was just emotionally killing everyone.
Yeah.
Because, like, now that we know that some people aren't returning, this was their last hurrah together. This was the last supper together.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. That was super, like, the Bible.
Yeah.
I'm like, first of all, you're at a table. No one all just sits on one side.
I know. I was like, yeah. Girl, I would have been across. Like...
Yeah, I was like, that's just a weird setup, but we know what it's set up for, because we saw the little girl, who we obviously can't talk about. This little girl, she started at the very beginning of the episode.
Yes.
In the middle, and then at the end. She, at the very, very beginning of the episode, we saw this guy giving the book, the Once Upon a Time book, mm-hmm. to her, saying, keep it safe. And now, going to the end, you find out the big reveal that pretty much the cliffhanger to the next season, adult Henry, flash forward.
It said years later.
Years
later. We don't even get like a set time frame.
We don't even know how much later, but Henry is probably 28.
What?
He probably is 28, if you think about
it. Well, yeah. Well, actually, Dylan Zanelli in the chat said, wait, so when 7th season comes back, which is 10 years ahead, which I don't know if we... It said...
10 years later?
It says 10 years... He said 10 years ahead. Are we going to have, like, 12-year-old Neil, Robin, and Gideon?
That'd be great.
Yeah, that would make sense, because then it's, like, everybody, like, that is, like, kind of grown up now, in a way.
The teenage kids?
Yeah. Which
maybe.
Is like
maybe they could help play a part into it. We're,
yeah.
We might be getting into predictions.
Yeah, sorry.
But it just like we don't exactly know how old Henry is now.
In right.
His young adult, mid age.
Yeah.
Life.
Now. I'm like
he has to be like 20s, late 20s.
It's weird though because he looks. I mean, obviously, you know, you don't necessarily look like what you did when you were younger. But it was just weird seeing a face and whenever he's like Henry Mills, I was like. Hold on. Like,
honestly?
The Henry Mills, because...
I disagree. I actually, when he opened the door, I was like, Henry?
Really?
Like,
Allie was quite surprised.
Yeah. I literally was like, Henry! Like, literally, I was shocked because I knew that it was going to be him. And then it kind of, like, also, in my head, like, totally connected the dots. Like, what we saw at the beginning of the season... I mean, the beginning of this episode was Henry, and it mm-hmm. kind of was just, like, a what moment for me.
Yeah.
It was, because we now know that this little girl is Henry's daughter.
Yes.
So first of all, who did Henry hook up with? And then...
I know.
Second of all, did you notice the 815 on the apartment door?
815? No, I didn't.
Yeah. The clock... Okay, so when the curse, the final curse was broken, the clock said 815, which we know that's when the whole story started.
Oh!
And then when the little girl goes to Henry at his apartment, his door was 815.
No way.
Starting another story.
Oh, that's cool.
Wow. That's cool. That is great attention to detail, Marissa. Like, is amazing. Thank you for pointing that out.
Yeah, I don't think it'll...
Yeah.
I don't think that they're going to be coming back for season 8. So, like, I don't understand why they would, like, open up a whole new can of worms only to give it, like, 22 episodes and then end it. It just seems a little forced.
But we don't know how they're going to write it out. But having this reveal of a daughter going up to Henry, who was very much the same beats of how Henry first went up to Emma.
Right.
Like, are you my mom? Blah, blah, blah. It starts pretty much resets the whole story over, but in a different telling.
Yeah.
Instead of a little kid, a little boy talking, convincing an adult woman, now it's a little girl convincing an adult man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
Crazy stuff.
It is. I'm like, I feel like
are you okay with this, though? Them, like, pretty much starting over again?
No.
In the same vein?
I mean, I think it's cool. Like, if you are going to revamp it and start it over again, this is the way you would do it. So, like, power to them. Like, it was great, and it played out very nicely, and I like how it was so, like, parallel. But I think, like I said, it should have just been, like, there's no reason. Like, let's just have the happy endings and move on.
Do you feel that way, Allie?
No, because I love the show and I don't want it to end.
I love it too, but at a certain point, if we're not going to get all of our favorite characters back, there's no reason for me. Like, it's not. It shouldn't be called Once Upon a Time next season.
Would you continue watching the show?
I'll continue to watch. I'll continue to watch.
I feel like I'm just so interested to know how they're going to spin this side of the story and how different it can be. Because obviously they can't do the same storyline, because then it wouldn't be as intriguing. You know what I mean? So there's got to be some other vein of what they're going to do with Henry being not... I mean, he's the author, so, like, it's more maybe convincing. Because someone in the chat, I think, was saying, like, does the author now become the savior? And I don't know if that's necessarily true.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's just more so they, like, whatever happened in that story, like, Henry's going to have to find himself in writing the story the correct way or whatever happened, you know? Because also the book that she had was... It wasn't different. A full book. It was, like, something, like, bits and
like
pieces.
Like a handwritten, hand-drawn book. Which, definitely. Oh, speaking of which, I don't know how, sorry, I skipped this. When Emma goes back to Boston, she's finally released from the sanitarium, she goes back to Boston, and how Henry somehow crafted up a book, a handwritten book, and got it back to Emma before she even got there. I'm like, first of all, how did you have time to draw all these stories?
First of all.
And then how did you get it to Emma before she even got back to Boston?
Yeah, I thought that she put...
Magic.
I know, I guess in my head I felt like she had already had it on the counter.
Yeah.
And so it was in her bag. Like, he, like, put it in her bag.
Oh, you know what?
But yours makes more sense, because it was just on the counter. I just made that... I made that imagination up in my head of how it got there.
Well, like, my thing was, like, how did Henry find the time to draw all these stories and compile them into a book and give it to Emma before, I don't know. I was just thinking, too, man, that might be a little bit of a nitpick.
Yeah.
But the fact that the regular Once Upon a Time book isn't really in the reset, kind of, I don't know what to call it.
Yeah.
But when they restarted this story, it's a hand...
I know, it's going to be different,
book. So, are they real? Are they memories? If they're handcrafted from the girl instead?
Part of me thinks Henry might be brainwashed again, because he looked like he was just living his life out and wherever. Like, he seemed very, very, like, not... He seemed detached, so there's going to be some kind of storyline there.
Well, at the beginning, he was rushing his daughter. Like, he was like, take the book and run, basically. And then he was swept up in whatever... whatever was going on.
Right. And then they said it was foreseen that you guys would be reunited.
Someday. Yeah,
so that
makes
sense.
Mm-hmm. And so, which also, Tiger Lily, I thought when we first saw Tiger Lily, I thought we were going to hear more of her story, which I don't know why I thought that, because obviously it couldn't fit that into the season finale as well. But But yeah, I mean, I guess that makes sense that maybe Tiger Lily will be another like main proponent of the next season.
Maybe,
or something.
Maybe she is secretly her mom. I could see it.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe.
I guess it is kind of like who would have Henry like married?
I don't think he married. I think it was more of a hookup.
I don't know. I
didn't see Henry as that kind of guy, but
also really quick, I just want to say when they were all like in the I'm jumping back to the montage when they were watching Henry walk on the bus. I was like, isn't Henry in high school now? Like, shouldn't he be?
Oh my
like,
gosh!
Like, he was walking on like what looked like an elementary school bus, he's and like, I just found I found that a little intriguing because
I mean, I went to high school in an elementary school bus.
I mean, what?
That was probably me just being nitpicky, but I was just like,
it's
wait,
a yellow bus.
Isn't he like in high school
it's
now?
A yellow bus.
Yeah, I don't think yellow buses look different from elementary to high school.
No, but it was like the people getting on it; they were all
I'm
like
kidding.
Young.
I
kids.
Know,
I think it was the juxtaposition of Henry being and gone off to school, and then we see Snow White going back to school. She's teaching again.
I know, and I love that scene where like the bird and everything. Like she just is so beautiful, and just to see her back in her element, and like she just seems so graceful. And I loved it.
Literally, season one. That's the first scene we see with Snow White.
She just seems
other
so
than
happy
her
and
sleeping,
fulfilled,
like,
and
her in a Mary Margaret stage. It was when she was teaching.
Yeah,
with birds.
Yeah. Going back to Henry's wife or whoever he may be dating or something, Little Miss Obsessive in the chat said the writers called the mother Henry's wife. And then... Yeah, so I guess... I don't remember them mentioning wife or anything, but apparently it was mentioned.
I don't know. These are questions that have yet to be answered.
Yeah.
Anything else about these last two episodes before we get into news?
Mm-mm.
Let's do the news. I feel like that's like
that's
what we
want to
talk
about.
Let's do news.
AfterBuzz TV News.
We got hit with some serious news. So we had our musical episode aired on the 7th, and Jennifer Morrison posted on her Instagram literally the next day, Monday, May 8th, the fact that her 6-year contract is up with Once Upon a Time and she will not be returning. But she has agreed to come back for one more episode. Mm-hmm. We don't know what episode it will be, in the first episode, in the middle, the
I feel
finale.
Like it's either going to be the first or the last.
I think it's the finale.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'll get into my predictions.
Yeah.
But this was just the start of everything. Because Jennifer Morrison said she wasn't coming back. And then Rebecca Mader
was next, that
she was not coming back. Even though she has actually expressed that she wanted to come back. And then...
So she just like got cut. Like they were just like creative decision.
They're doing a creative reboot, apparently. And then Jared Gilmore... was next in line saying that he wasn't coming back, and Josh Dallas, Jennifer Goodwin will not be returning, and also Emily DeRaven. So we lost
everyone.
It was when I was reading that I just almost didn't believe it. I was like, no, that can't be true. That can't happen.
It's just bizarre.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But I mean, I guess now that we kind of have a sense of what this story could be, it makes sense because now Henry is an adult, so they're not going to really need him as a teenager. And then, like, it's going to be focused more on getting probably Henry back to his realm. Because if we saw the beginning of the episode, it was him in a realm older. So that means that, like, if he's that old, then that means that the age time when they stopped aging. So maybe we did see, maybe they do age. You know what I mean? So
I mean, no, they do a bunch of flashbacks. So if we ever did need teenage Henry, they could get Henry back.
Yeah, totally.
But I feel like the new storylines doesn't need a younger...
No.
Yeah, and I guess, I mean, considering we lost most of the cast, I really don't think that they're going to have a lot of flashbacks anymore. That might be another thing in the new whatever this is going to be called.
Yeah.
Like, they're not going to do a lot of flashbacks because they don't have the actors.
Yeah, they don't. It was just, like, an onslaught of everyone that we love.
I know.
Like, I just can't even imagine the show without Snow and Charming.
They should have just stopped while it was...
Well, they were ahead.
Yep.
But, like, even Emily DeRaven said that she wanted to go deeper with Belle, and she loved her character, and she wanted to come back.
Wait, they said no to her?
Yeah, and they told her not... I'm not saying the exact words, but they asked her not to come back.
Wow.
Because of, like, just the creative storylines that they're going forward.
Because, okay, so
Belle does not fit into their story.
So, let's talk about who we do have. So, we have...
We have Lana Padilla.
Yes.
Regina is coming back. Rumpel's coming back. And Killian Hook is coming back.
But, like, how can you have Hook without Emma? We finally got them together. Yeah,
they finally got married.
So we have three characters, right?
Yeah. Three main characters, and then, like, the Storybrooke citizens, you know, like, Granny, mm-hmm. Geppetto. Like,
they better not cut Granny.
They'll probably, like, come in and out like they usually get.
That's where I'm drawing the line.
Wow. Granny's awesome. But, you know, like, the characters that we see every once in a while. They probably will get peppered there, but our main cast, the majority of our main cast.
I just asked this question, but I'm going to just repeat it again. I really just don't understand how they're going to have Hook in scenes without Emma.
I know. I don't know.
Like, and if they try to, like, show that they broke up in this new season, I'm just going to be like, all right, what's going on?
I know.
They just got together.
If you think about it.
Okay.
If you think about it. Hook, Rumpel, and Regina, because they are, like, somewhat magical people who've been in different realms, can they really age? Mm. Or do they even remember about the past lives? We don't know how the story is going to go. Do they even know what's happening?
That
or, like, they had people in their lives?
I would be so upset, though, because, like, the thing is if this whole next season we're talking about, we lost everyone, we need to get them back, and they're, like, chasing the entire time to get them back when we know they're not coming back.
Yeah, that would be kind of frustrating.
Uh-uh.
Well, also with Hook, I could see him, like, I could see them, like, kind of being back in their old selves, you know, before everything changed. Maybe, like, they don't know who they are again. But also, at the same time, like, if they try to make Hook love somebody else, I will be so upset.
I don't think they'll do that.
I really hope not. I really hope not.
But then again, we did not think Robin was going to die, so.
Yeah, that's true. I did not see that one coming when that happened.
Not to open up an old wound of Marissa's, but.
Yeah.
It's okay. And knowing that he's engaged to Evil Queen, I'm okay
they
with that.
They didn't show him, though, did they?
No, but we heard his lovely voice.
So what did they just say?
And
okay.
To a new adventure, being married.
Interesting. Just called him in for ADR, like just one liner.
Oh, yeah.
Or maybe, like, he was just, like, recorded on his phone. He's like, hey, okay.
Dylan Zanelli in the chat said, but in an interview, the writers kept saying that these actors are not series regulars anymore. So does that mean that the characters can just randomly appear? So I guess if they're not season regulars, then it's just going to maybe that'll be like flashbacks or like, mm-hmm. or just alluding to what happened before Henry aged kind of thing.
Maybe. Well, we saw like Snow White and David have their own house on a farm.
I like that. That was cute.
They
with
have
a cute
their
dog.
Own life now.
Yeah.
But I think it's more so we obviously aren't going to see our main core cast as often anymore. And I think this kind of just leads us into predictions, then.
Yeah.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV
predictions.
People are like, Marissa, poor Robin. I was like, I know.
Seriously.
I just love him as
so
an
many,
actor.
I know, he's great. He's Sean McGuire.
So great.
So handsome, and I stood right next to him. I'm like, Okay, I digress. Predictions. Now that we know the whole creative new reboot and mm-hmm. them kind of resetting things a little bit from what they set up to next season, what do you think is going to happen?
I think that Bellfire will be back next season, and I think that it's going to be awkward because he's going to have to work with Hook. And, like, obviously, Emma didn't want Bellfire to die, so it's not like they broke up. Like, he died, and then
she
now
had to move on.
She's moving on. So if they have to work together for the greater good, that's going to be interesting and very catty, I'm sure. So I want that to happen. So that's my biggest prediction.
I think my biggest prediction is that Henry's not, like, the savior, but it's going to, like, she is going to have to, like, reintroduce the fact that he was an author and just kind of, like, do the whole, like, remembering what had happened thing.
Over it.
We
always have to remember.
I'm just trying to, like, I don't know if it was, like, another curse that had happened, so maybe I'm going to predict that it wasn't a curse. It was just, like, I don't know.
Well,
I don't.
Adam and Eddie actually had an interview in Entertainment Weekly today saying that the adult Henry lost his hope and belief in the story. So we don't know if it was a curse or if it was just him personally not believing in these stories anymore.
It's like, dude.
But we know Henry is, like, the biggest truest believer out of everyone. something happened for him to not believe in these stories and characters anymore.
Seriously. Right. That's crazy.
Yeah. Like, so dude, what happened?
You're the one that's like, Mr. Believe, and then you're going to be the one that like throws in the towel?
Uh-uh. Yeah.
And this Lucy girl, we saw her in an enchanted forest back then, or we don't know, but we know, now know, it was like technically a flash forward, because it was the adult Henry, like the grandpa adult Henry, telling Lucy to go protect the book. But my thing is, Lucy can jump realms already. Or can she? I don't know. We've seen Lucy in different realms, so who is this Lucy girl?
Yeah.
And who is Lucy?
And who's the mother?
Yeah.
That's who we want to find out.
Is Lucy really the daughter? Or just saying that to get Henry's attention?
What if she's evil? What if she has her own intentions? No.
Yeah,
what
I think I'm going to have a hard time.
Tiger Lily
one.
Sent her on a mission, and Tiger Lily is pretty awesome, so we can trust Tiger Lily.
You'd think. But you never know with this show.
There's just so many, like, possibilities. I just don't even know if I, like can predict anything right now, just because I feel like my brain after that season finale too has so many things going through it.
Yeah, I don't have any predictions because there's just so many questions.
Yeah.
We don't know because we don't know how they're going to write it out.
Right.
We'll see.
Especially with the characters, most of them being gone.
Which is, like,
mind-boggling. We've got a full 22 episode count, so it's going to be a long season. Yeah. So this is what I'm predicting.
Okay.
I'm predicting because of if season 7 is going to reflect anything that happened in season 1, we're going to have little Lucy try to convince Henry, take him back to Storybrooke, go through all the same beats, X, Y, and Z, this person's this person, blah, 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 blah. And then maybe something happens where at the end is where we see adult Henry start believing again. And then once he believes, this will be the finale, you guys. I'm already predicting the finale. Once he believes, that's when we get all the characters back for their one episode appearance.
I think we only get... I think only Emma is going to be back for one. We don't know if the others will show up at all or not, but she's the only one who's promised one more.
But it would make sense if that was in the finale and, like, he finally truly believed. And Henry got his older mother, or, like, his mom back. That could be Jennifer Morrison's one episode appearance.
And because it wouldn't make
just could be back together.
I feel like that's it's going to be exactly what we saw tonight. You know, like, the next finale is going to be exactly what we saw tonight.
Yeah, well, I feel like all of next season, season 7, will be the same beats as season 1.
Yeah, just like a different plot line.
In like different faces, but the same.
Or maybe there's no Storybrooke. Like maybe it's a different town now.
Maybe.
Or a different location. Maybe we're not in Maine. Maybe we're in California. Who knows?
Oh, yeah. Hey. That'd be cool.
You know, but like I feel like it's going to, if they're going to reset everything, probably go that way.
Interesting.
I could be very wrong.
No, but who knows? Many possibilities. They're endless.
Oh my gosh.
Okay.
Craziness.
Well, it's been a great season.
It has.
Talking about this show once again. Thank you to you two. You both joined kind of late in the season.
On this season,
Thank you guys so much for having us.
Thanks for following us, all you people in the live chat, tweeting at us all season long. You guys have been great, giving us your theories and predictions and all that fun stuff. In the meantime, where can everyone keep following
you? You guys can find me on Twitter at Ali Nasta and on Instagram at Ali Girl. And again, thank you guys so much for watching. It's been a pleasure talking about one of our favorite shows, Once Upon a Time.
Yes, you guys. Thank you so much. It means a lot to us. All your comments, everything. We love you guys. You can find me everywhere. We're at Mr. Dakota T. Jones and my new talk show Millennial Hollywood on AfterBuzz TV's Popcorn Talk Network. Network.
And you can follow me on Twitter everywhere at Serafini TV. You can follow all of us here, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, all those fun social media platforms at AfterBuzz TV. You can follow Tiana at the Tiana Hobson. And you guys should definitely check out Karen David's Operation Princess campaign. I have
Occupation.
Occupation, yeah. Sorry, I'm like multitasking. Occupation. That was fun. Thanks everyone for tuning in all season long. You guys have been great, and we hope to see you back for season 7.
Maybe we'll see.
We'll see you next season.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Bye. See you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.